If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Let's begin. My father owns a small delivery service that operates out of Farmington, New Mexico. We mostly deliver small packages out to the middle of nowhere that are too much of a hassle for the larger delivery companies to bother with. My dad is the only employee, and we have a few pickup trucks and a trailer. One day, we get a delivery out to Window Rock, Arizona, on the Navajo Reservation, about 2 hours from Farmington. My dad gets the call for the job while he is chilling with his Navajo friend Travis and his girlfriend. Travis mentions how he's got family in Window Rock that he hasn't seen in ages and suggests they go with him. I was about 6 or 7 at the time, and it was the summertime, so Dad decided we'll go down together. He can do his delivery really quick while Travis sees his family. We'll then go check out the Window Rock, which is a big rock face with a large hole in it that goes to the other side. Pretty cool. We had to convoy in separate trucks since my dad's was loaded down with freight. We decided to bring along some walkie-talkies so we could communicate with one another. We spend our time in Window Rock. Everything is generally uneventful, and we start heading home along the old highway with my dad and I in front, and Travis and his girlfriend in their truck behind us. I honestly don't remember most of the Window Rock trip, but this next part I can never forget. We're somewhere on the highway between Window Rock and Gallup, New Mexico. It had just rained earlier in the day, and the road was kind of slick, so we were taking it pretty slow. On the left of the highway, there is nothing but sandstone cliffs, and on the right, there is a huge field separated from the road by a small barbed wire fence. We crest the top of this hill, and down at the bottom of the hill, we see what appears to be a very large dog, sitting back on its haunches in the middle of the road, facing the cliffs. My dad calls over the radio, "Hey, Trav, do you see that big-ass dog?" Travis starts yelling back over the radio, "That is not a dog! Speed up right now and hit it!" He sounds almost hysterical. He just keeps screaming, "Hit it! You have to hit it! Please! Please! Hit that thing right now!" So my dad starts to speed up, and as we get a bit closer, I can begin to see it a little more clearly. It's covered in this brown, wiry, matted hair that appears to have dried blood all over it. It's still facing the cliffs, but the moment our headlights hit it, it turns and looks at us, and it has a face. I don't know how else to describe it other than a mix between a bear's and a human's face. It looks twisted and distorted and almost in pain. As we get closer to this thing, we start to realize it's actually really huge. Though it was still sitting on its haunches, it is about shoulder height with the hood of the truck. We get literally inches from hitting it when it lets out this scream that sounds like someone screaming as their lungs are filling with water. Then it leaps backward towards the field, landing just on our side of the barbed wire fence. Then, with another leap, it was gone from sight. Travis comes over the radio again. "Holy shit! Keep driving! We have to get out of here! We have to go faster!" And he kept repeating that last part. "We have to get out of here, and we have to go faster." Pretty soon, we are speeding like crazy, and just as we start to come near the outskirts of Gallup, we get pulled over. Travis pulls his truck over with us. Naturally, this makes the cop, a Navajo man himself, very on edge, and he immediately asks why Travis felt the need to pull over as well. Travis says, "We just saw a skinwalker a few miles back, and it's been following us." The officer immediately turns white, stammers something about a verbal warning, gets in his car, and takes off. We do the same. We didn't see anything else that night. But when we got home, Travis refused to let us leave without taking some kind of Navajo totem thing that was supposed to keep it away.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
My husband and I occasionally take our Jeep out into the Sandwash and Mesa trails. We decided to pack some water and make a day of it. Towards the end of the trip, he heard a weird open mouth whistle, like someone just learning to whistle. I made a joke that what if it was a skinwalker? My husband replied that it's okay if it was and that our Jeep can outrun it. We then noticed we were heading a little off track. Our navigation was pretty inaccurate, and we realized we were fairly close to Navajo land. We went home, and my husband started researching GPS apps. A little while later, he found one and said we should go out for a small trip to test it out. Boy, was that a mistake. It was past 8 p.m. The sun was just setting, and we had been out for about half an hour by this point. We were on a trail heading back home when my husband braked abruptly and asked in a scared voice, "What was that?" I asked what he was talking about, and he said, "Out there by that dip, something ran across the trail and then back again." I laughed and asked if he was screwing with me, but he continued, "I swear I'm not. It was on two legs, but it was moving so fast, like unbelievable fast." I hadn't seen a thing, and we proceeded as normal. I rolled up my window thinking it may be an animal, and we got closer. We were going about 25 miles per hour, so that we didn't hit anything if something jumped out. He said, "Right there, this is where I saw it." It was another trail that crossed ours, and as we crossed it, we saw two young girls with dark hair, one a bit taller than the other. They were standing there, watching us to the right. We chuckled as we passed, and my husband said, "See, I wasn't messing with you." We both fell silent for a split second. It didn't really sit well with us. There are two young girls, and for all intents and purposes, it was dark. The sun had just set. Why were they out there alone? My husband looked through the driver's side mirror after we passed and yelled, "Oh my God, they're gaining on us! They're gaining on us!" I couldn't understand what I had just heard or why he would have said that. I looked through the passenger side mirror and I saw nothing. I looked at him with a surprised look on my face, and when I saw how serious he was and how he just kept repeating, "They're gaining on us," I twisted my body to look through the back window. Then I distinctly saw the two black figures, one a bit taller than the other, less than 50 feet away and closing. Now, when we passed the cross trail, they were about 30 feet back. So for them to get from there to literally right behind us in a matter of seconds isn't possible. My husband accelerated. 30, 35, still gaining. 40, 45, still gaining. At this point, my husband just stomped on it, and our Jeep was kicking up such an insane amount of sand that we lost visual. We were afraid to go home and afraid that they would follow us. We drove around for about an hour in silence, trying to process what we had just seen. Why were two young girls out there alone? How did they get behind us so quickly? How were they gaining on us? And most importantly, what the hell just happened? We drove home, still shaken, and started getting ready for bed. Now, our bedtime ritual for falling asleep is putting something on the TV and just dozing off. To the right of our bed, we have a sliding glass patio door. It's what I face when I fall asleep. I remember dozing off. Then I heard a sound and my eyes shot open. I was seeing two shadows crossing the door. I didn't mention anything at that time, because I was honestly unsure if my mind was playing with me or if I was sleeping. So I only brought it up to my husband when I called him on my lunch break. He knew exactly what I was talking about with the shadows, because he had seen them too. This happened a few years ago. For a few weeks since then, we've woken up once to our front door unlocked, one specific kitchen cupboard opened almost every other morning, and some weird sounds here and there.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
My mother was raised on the Navajo reservation by her grandfather, who was a Navajo medicine man. She would always tell me stories about her childhood. However, the most fascinating to me were her stories of skinwalkers, which she was always very hesitant to talk about, let alone write about. Finally, after much convincing, she agreed to send me one of them through email. This is that story. Years ago, when I was about 12 years old or so, I spent many winters with my grandparents. They had an amazing sheep camp in a canyon, where they set up had a tiny cabin and let the sheep grazed protected from the cold winter elements. I grew up with stories of skinwalkers and witchcraft all my life, but never really thought it was real. I viewed it as like a cartoon. They were still scary stories, though. Living in the canyon for the winter was very isolated, but my grandparents were amazing and loving. At night, every now and then, dogs would start barking. My grandpa would go outside to see if the animals were okay, otherwise it was so peaceful there in the canyon. One night, dogs started barking and would not stop. They were barking outside for 5 minutes at least, so grandpa went out with his huge flashlight and tried to see what was going on. He said he felt a creepy vibe and wasn't comfortable being outside at that point, so we stayed sheltered in Thouse. The dogs continued to bark, and the aggression in their tone was very apparent. They were obviously irate and upset. There was growling and screeching, which was a very scary noise. This continued for at least an hour, and Grandpa stated it could be a mountain lion or maybe some wild animal that came down from the mesas. It wasn't until the morning that we went outside and found a wild scene. When my grandparents set up camp in the canyon, their heat source was a wood stove, so they had a pile of firewood about 500 feet from home. Next to the firewoods that morning was a battle scene. There were traces of blood. There was fur, scathing, scratch marks, etc. Our dogs looked worn out, and the littlest of our dog was huddled in on the side of the house. The first thing my grandpa did was to check on the sheep. They were all fine and safe. Grandpa then started to investigate. There were drops of blood from the scene, along the road, and up into the mesa. We followed the tracks, which at times seems like the footprints of a large cat, but then we noticed it was odd. Now, there was snow on the ground, so we can easily see the prints, and my grandpa kept saying these animal footprints don't look right. Sure enough, as we traced the prints up the mesa trail, we continued to see pools of blood, and at one point, whatever animal it was had crawled up to a ledge that no dog or cat can reach if it were on 4 feet. It looked as it sat there, for there was an evidential print of a bloodied human hand, and also prints of the same cat print or animal print along with it. That was something we all could not explain. My uncle and my dad came, and the men continued to track where it led to, and we turned around and needed to get household chores done. When the men arrived back, my grandpa said it led several miles and disappeared. Skinwalkers are unexplainable. I did continue to have doubts, of course, but I saw with my own eyes that no animal could climb that steep a rock and sit there with bloodied hands, human, no less. In addition, all the weird fur by the woodpile was crazy to see, too.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save